Red was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. We jump over to the 14th verse of the 17th chapter, and it said, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful." Amen. So there's going to be a war, and the saints of God's going to be in the war. Amen. But in the end, we're going to win. And this is a mystery to us, and none of us, ain't a person sitting here today, wants to dwell on death and think about their dying. But reality is you're dying. Amen. I'm probably dying quicker than some of you, but we're dying. Amen. We're going away. This old flesh is being taken away. This old flesh is deteriorating day by day, just like our trees, our house, or anything we got, our cars are just deteriorating. Amen. It's things you've seen. So this old flesh is going away. But my soul is eternal. I said it a Sunday or two ago, my flesh didn't get saved, but I need enough of Jesus inside of me to keep this outside straight. I need to keep a godly conversation. What I want to preach on is just plain old in the fourth verse, "Come out from among her, my people. Come out from among her, my people." And I know it's going to be a touch controversy with some of us, and we won't all agree, but I don't want you to hinder the Spirit, because God's going to speak to a lost soul today. What they do with it, I don't know, but I know God's going to speak to a lost soul today. And He said, "After these things," in the 18th chapter in the first verse, "After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with His glory." This wasn't just a little town being lighted. He said the earth was lighted with the glory of this angel. So the power of God is not going to be hid, honey. It's going to be brought out. It's going to be showed out. It's going to be that God is God, and besides Him, there's no other. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. And He said He cried mightily in the second verse, with a strong voice, saying, "Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird." I want us to think on that scripture for just a minute. With just the COVID and the things that's happened and the things that's changed. But I ain't talking about a bird with feathers. I'm talking about some birds that are people. Ain't we become birds? Hateful birds, amen. We've become with a not a pleasant attitude, and we've become hard to get along with, and we've become one that's got an opinion about everything, and we're fighting over who got the shot and who ain't got the shot. And then we got the news media that comes up and tries to skewer us and put us all in another place to keep us, put our mind on fear of losing this old body, to try to take the love of God out of our heart, amen, and stop us from giving God praise, honor, and glory. I'm going to tell you something today. I believe from the depths of my heart, a God that's able to keep this old man for 80 years, I believe He's able to keep me the rest of my days, amen. So I'm not going to fear what comes my way. But he said, cried with a loud voice, "Babylon, Babylon has fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and hold of every foul spirit, and cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies." And we read over in Isaiah 13. I want to run over there just a minute. In Isaiah 13. Isaiah chapter 13. I want us to listen to this. And he said, we'll start about the 19th verse. Let's read 17. "Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them which call not regard silver nor as for gold. They shall not delight in it." And Butch mentioned there about the the Arabs, I mean, the Medes, glory to God, is Ishmael's children. He said they don't care about silver, they don't care about gold, and some of that same bunch is the ones that came over here and took down the trade centers in America, honey. They don't care for their own life. They don't care, glory to God, who dies or who don't die, as long as they can get their glory and knock our God down and lift up their God. So the Bible plainly says that their bows shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children. So it says they don't care about children. They could have cared less who was in the trade centers. And this is something our eyes have seen. We saw it, I know, on television, but we've seen what 2,000 or 3,000 are that died. Amen. And they didn't care. They didn't care at all. The Bible, Isaiah had done prophesied this thing. And he said, "And Babylon, the glory of kingdom, the beauty of the Chaldeans, actually shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah." So what I want us to look at is this Babylon here said it's going to be as Sodom and Gomorrah. So we look back into history and we find that the old Babylon, glory to God, that caused so much trouble. Even the Bible over in Genesis there where they tried to build a tower to heaven. And a Babel is nothing but confusion. Can we see? I want us to look in America today that the confusion that's happening today, the Babylon that's going on, amen, the separation and the division that's happening in America today. And I want us to know that the Bible teaches me that this old Babylon won't never raise back. And I looked up some history on this Babylon, and it was one place gave it, and I believe this because it says on the island, and it shows it between the Euphrates and the Tigris River, about 50-some miles below Baghdad, amen, the capital of Iraq. And I thought about how hateful that nation is and the condition that nation is in. And our people have just pulled out from it and left people in there that's trying to worship God. And they're killing them, beating them down. They don't have no feeling. They don't have no conscience of God. And that's a hateful spirit that has been sent on America today. I'm telling you, glory to God, we're not loving God like we one time loved God. Let me read on. "And it shall never be inhabited," the 20th verse in Isaiah 13, "and it shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation, neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherd make their fold there, but wild beasts of the desert shall be there, and their houses shall be full of delightful creatures, and owls shall dwell there, and saurians shall dance there, and the wild beasts of the island shall cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant places. And her time is near to come, and her day shall not be prolonged." Glory to God. Yeah, I looked up that Sartorius, and I may not pronounce it right, but it's part goat and part man, amen. And the Greeks worship it, and they still do kind of this same old thing. They do the same thing. And I see this happening in America today. We are church-sheltered people, and we got a hedge around us till us. Church people really don't see what's going on in our land today, but glory to God, there's a lot of filth and there's a lot of hateful words, and there's a lot of things that's deceiving people today that's taking the love and the joy of God about them. And I thought about even the fear of corona, amen, and the fear of cancer. And I know my wife's mom there had a great fear of cancer, and she didn't die of cancer. She died of something else. But fear takes us into a place of bondage, glory to God, where we quit praising God. And I thought about, I've had a fear of man, you know, some of my life, and that's why I drank liquor. Amen. And then I got to Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost power of God. Amen. And the fear of man still tries to come back on me. I've got to muster up the Spirit of God within me, that it don't matter what man thinks about me, that man can't shut us down. They tried to kill Jesus, glory to God, and he rose the third day. I am am victorious over death, hell, and the grave. But what I'm saying to America today, America is not pleased with herself. We're on medication, across-the-counter medication that's killing us, that's taking us down, altering our mind, stopping us from understanding what the will of God is. And then we got the street drugs, amen, that's filling our jails up, taking our tax money. It's no wonder that people are hungry today, honey. Bless God, they won't work, amen. They won't get off of their dues and do what they're supposed to do. I talked to a doctor just the other day, amen, and he was telling me about Germany, how Germany got in trouble after the war when Germany tried to make money and pay France back for what they owed them. France sent them a bill, amen, because they had lost money Germany tried to make money. Can I tell you something? Today our White House is trying to make money to buy us out. You know what's going to happen to the American dollar? It's going to go down to nothing, amen. It's just paper. It ain't going to be worth the paper that it's wrote on, amen. Glory to God. And then what are we going to do? The almighty dollar, he preached on, talked on it this morning. The love of money is the root of all evil. And I thought about if we're leaning to our money and the dollar value goes away. But America is not where it was at 10 years ago. America's not praising God in the churches like they was 10 years ago. Honey, it's been 53 years since I got saved. I'm going to tell you, I could go to a home prayer meeting. I could sit down in just about anybody's house. I could go into any church. Some of them didn't like it, amen. Once in a while, said they ought to take him out, and I've been took out, amen. But glory to God, listen to me, honey. The Spirit of God was there, and they couldn't bind you down. One even told me they need to tie cinder blocks on my feet, amen, to keep me quiet. But can I tell you today, I've been quiet too long. I'm telling you, there's evil spirits building up in America like I've never seen before. There's addictions building up in America. I thought about the young lady trying to kill herself. And how many, glory to God. And I believe there's been 50-some homicides in Winston-Salem this year already, honey. And I thought about it. The brother said there's 19 sitting in Surrey County Jail for murder today. Honey, we didn't used to hear this. There's evil spirits and every old evil spirit, demons, walking the land today. And I'm going to tell you, it's pitiful, but Baptists don't believe in demons. Baptists don't believe there's evil spirits. Baptists are believing today, if they get saved one time, it don't matter what they do, they're going to heaven, honey. They believe the lie. They believe that evil spirit straight out of hell, that it'll take them down into destruction. It's going to take more than just love, honey. To get you, I'm going to have to walk right. I'm going to have to prove that there's something in God. And when trouble comes, I don't run, honey. That shows you that there's power in the blood. When I get sick, I don't mutter and give up. There's still power in the blood. I'm glad today, glory to God, that the evil spirits can't touch us, honey, if we'll keep the love of God in our hearts, the joy of Almighty God. I'm going to tell you, we come to church and we put on our best clothes. We put on our best attitude. We put on the best we got. But out in the world, honey, we live like the devil and hell itself. And we've been deceived in thinking we are Christians. I'm going to tell you, we need to be born again. The Bible said, come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. I'm glad, glory to God, the Word of God said in James, submit. We've been teaching them, submit. Wives, submit yourself unto your husband. Husbands, submit yourself unto your wife. But glory to God, to do this, we got to submit ourselves unto God. We got to resist the devil. The only way he'll flee from me, if I totally give myself to God. I'm going to tell you, honey, the alcohol can't overtake me. I'm glad today, glory to God, there's still power in the blood. I'm glad he's still saving those that want to be saved. I'm glad he's got his keeping hand on me today. I'm glad for what God has done for us. Oh, praise his holy name. Butch talked to her this morning. He said, the fella got saved in jail and went down the street, and there was 5 beers laying in the median in the side ditch. And he thought God had sent them to him. You got some things you think God sent to you, honey, but it's the devil. And I believe one of them is a cell phone. Hello? Have you ever gotten a deep thought just fixing to get a blessing from God and your phone ring? Or mine will go, beep, beep. I'm be laying there just about asleep, and Janet say, your phone dinging. I heard that sucker. Sometimes they don't talk my language. But think about it. I'm tell this. I've been an old state worker, and I had to pick up trash for a living. I hated it. I can take you right to the very spot. I was a drunk. I wasn't an alcoholic. Low-gap drunk. But I'd got saved a long time before this. The intersection of old 601 and new 601, we was picking up trash. And I picked up a beer can, and it was full. Never been opened. I thought, Lord, have mercy. I picked up a rock about that big. I thought, I'll fix this till I can't and nobody else can't. I hit that thing of that rock, and how in the world? Instead of the top flying off, it busted the bottom, and it shot beer all over me. I was soaking wet, standing out on the side of 601. You know what it smelled like? Beer. Beer. Got to go back in around them people at work. I thought you'd quit drinking. You smell like Budweiser to me. I just had a bath in it. But you think God put that out there for me?
No.
Satan's to provoke us. To stop us. Y'all ain't going to agree with me, I know, but let's read the Word of God. We have just read in Isaiah that old Babylon will never come up again. We read over in Genesis where God babbled their language, where they was going to build a tower to heaven to provoke God. And God babbled their language till when they said, go get me a brick, the other couldn't understand what they were saying. And when they said, we're going to build a scaffold, and the other didn't know what they were saying, so they were totally confused. Can I tell you what Satan's trying to send into the churches? Listen to me. He's trying to confuse us. He's trying to separate us. When I'm talking about the Holy Spirit of God, you think I'm talking about something else? Come on, church. When I'm talking about something that will really help our soul, Satan is slipping in and babbling that thing up. Amen. To confuse us. You know why that's happening? Because we've leaned to our own understanding. We've decided we'll build a tower to heaven. We don't need God. Literally, that's what's happening in America. So God is letting us be confused in our mind. It ain't God's will that we're confused in our mind. But it's because we're trying to build something that ain't godly. All these new books that they're calling the Bible, the Bible of God, the Word of God, the good news. Honey, it's took the blood out. It's took the death of Jesus out. It's took so many things out. Read some of it. No, just leave it alone. Take my word for it. The blood is still the blood of Jesus. Amen. He still cleanses by the blood. Praise God. But think about the Bibles that have went on through the land. And we jump over here and he said in the 18th chapter, Revelation, the third verse said, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth and waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. This ain't just the Jews, honey. Hey, you read the Word of God, this is getting down to the last books. This is getting down to the end of the King James Version of God's Holy Word. He said, come out from among her, my people. My people. Glory to God. That means us Baptists, and us Methodists, and us Holiness, us angelic Christians, glory to God, that say we are children of God. He said, come out from among the world. And I'm going to tell you, Babylon, it said there, Babylon has fallen. And I'm going to tell you, it was fallen, but glory to God, it hadn't completely fallen. It was just being tore down. Can you see in America that we have not completely fallen, but we are being tore down? Why? Because we've forsaken the name of God. We've made fun of on our money. It said, "In God we trust." Amen. We want to take it down off of our plaques and our monuments and tear down our heroes and drag them down. Let three or four get together. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Drag an old army fellow that won the victory and won some freedom for us through the Spirit of Almighty God. And then to go tear his statue down and drag it down the street in shame. I'm going to tell you, God will take his hand off us. God will take his hand off us. Today, the things that they call church. Come on, the things they call church today. It's an abomination in the eyes of God. I'm going to tell you them evil spirits. Bill, you're judging. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God ain't there. The Spirit of God didn't leave. If you think a man can lay on a whore and die and go to heaven, amen, glory to God, you believe the lie. If you think you can't go to hell if you want to, you believe the lie. I'm going to tell you, the Spirit of God ain't in no such mess. Oh, but they're seeing souls saved. They're seeing souls deceived, honey. They're seeing, when they wake up, they're going to want to kill themselves. They're going to wonder how I got there. You know, and they'll teach to you, all you got to have is love. I'm going to tell you something, honey. It's going to take a little more than love. Glory to God. We need some examples in our land today. Biden said he loves us. He's going to make some more money and send it out to us. Bless his heart. He's deceived. Yeah, he's deceived. Think where we're at today. And he said in the fourth verse, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, and be ye not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues." I want us to listen today. And I want you to think about in your life. I bet nobody jumped up this morning and packed their suitcase and said, "I'm going to church. I get to go to the house of God today. Boy, I deserve this. Get to go to the house of God today." You know where our praise is in pleasure. We'll spend hundreds of dollars to go sit at a football game. Hello? Where we're at. Us men that are lustful anyhow. Mine's going away, praise the Lord. It ain't gone, but it's going away. But us lustful men will pay hundreds of dollars to go lay on the beach and look at naked women. I ain't never been a woman, praise the Lord, but I'm afraid y'all begin to look too. Evidently, they wouldn't make for a playgirl. Some of them forgot to honor their husband. Some forgot to submit. I'm telling us the truth. What's happened in America today? Where is America today? There was respect for the church from the bootlegger, from the harlot. There was respect for the church. The thief, everybody in the country. Even, you know, Fisher's Gap Church, one time there was respect for that church. It was the house of God. Today we're mockery. Today the church is mockery. You can invite somebody to church. I've been told lately by people that sit in this church, "I ain't going to church with hypocrites." I said, "I beg your pardon, I ain't a hypocrite and I can't speak for nobody else. I ain't going because of these." Honey, we're going to be in hell making those excuses, burning forever and forever because you let one person that you thought was a hypocrite stop you from coming to church. I'm going to tell you why we're not saved today. We don't want to be saved. Why we've not submitted unto God, we don't want to give up the flesh. The things and the pleasures of the world look greater. The things of the world look greater to us. We're playing games, church. And our sins have reached into heaven. Has America's sins reached into heaven? I thought about, and they say Pilot Mountain's on fire now, but I look in California and I see Man, it's devastating to me when I see a fire. I've always had a fear of fire. That's why I got saved. Don't want to go to hell. Don't want to go to hell. But the devastation in California and the evil that's come out of California through our television screens and pornography and the junk that's come out of California to America. God is merciful that He didn't burn it all. And I thought, Andy, He's merciful that He's not burnt us. He's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. Think about where we're at today. He said, reward her, the sixth verse, reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works, in the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself, and lived, seventh verse, and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow given her, for she saith in her heart, I set a queen, and no widow shall see no sorrow, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. That's the seventh verse. Amen. And I read, I'm sure that I preached on that, maybe touched on it in the 47th chapter of Isaiah last week or week before last, honey. And glory to God, the Bible said that we're going to lose children. And trouble is going to come to our house. But she said she's sitting there as a queen, amen, in herself and lived deliciously. Deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I set a queen, and I ain't no widow, and I shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall the plagues come in one day. Get that. It said in one day. Man, this excited me. I see this thing coming to pass, and it's come up on us so easily. And I see the government taking control. And I see that our buying power ain't what it used to be. And I see us grabbing whatever Eve puts out there for us to go with. Said it looks good, just go ahead and go with it. It feels good and it'll make your flesh happy, just go with it. And I've watched it gradually go away. I've watched our money. That our money ain't what it used to be. You can love it all you want to, but it ain't what it used to be. And I see our property and our houses can go away in a minute. I see that we have no control of it, except we come to God and give God praise, honor, and glory.
Amen.
Very few people, when I growed up, owned their own house. The majority of us rented wherever we could get. For whatever price. Ain't that right, Roger?
Amen.
We just didn't have it.
Bless him, Lord.
Now almost everybody has got their own place. Almost everybody's got one or two cars that wants it. If we want to do drugs and lay in the side ditch, we can.
Right.
But if we want to work, we could have a car and pay insurance. Think about the evil spirits that's come in on us. And the Bible said, in one day. And I can read on to you in a little place there in the same chapter that it says in 1 hour. I've been in, I don't know, I could sit down and count them, probably 10 different countries. Or 11. And I guess I've seen some pitiful things. And I've seen people under communism. I've seen them hungry. I've seen them living in houses that's not as big as my woodshed. But the most pitiful place I've ever seen in my life, please listen to me, was Israel. Was Israel. And I'm getting ahead of myself, I know. I was looking to go where Jesus had walked and the place where Jesus was baptized and the tomb. And I got a blessing, don't get me wrong. But I was looking for the Spirit of God to be all over the place. I walked down the street that they said the pathway where they took Him to crucify Him. And I thought, well, the Spirit of God will be everywhere in this place. Neighbor, the children come out of school, dressed alike, frowns on their face, no joy, no happiness. Why? Because the Spirit of God wasn't there. Can I tell you why we leave church and ain't been fed? We won't have it. We won't have the truth. There's some joy in serving God. But there's some stipulation on how to serve God. There's some things we've got to give up, whether we like it or whether we don't. Some things we got to do in places that we got to go. Let me read on. This has got to be good. Second Corinthians 7. Second Corinthians 6. O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. Ye are straitened in us, ye are not straitened in us, but are straitened in your own bowels. You are hardened in your own bowels. It ain't because of the preacher. Now for a recompense or reward in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. We don't pay no attention to that no more, do we? I about said I ain't going to marry nobody else. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial or Baal? I just preached on Baal 2 or 3 weeks ago. Christ has nothing to do with Baal. Baal is to separate everything that God brought up. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Hello, church. For ye are the temple of the living God. So where do we put? We are the temple of the living God. Where do we put our temple? Right in the middle of idols. Right in the middle of man-made things. I believe from the bottom of my heart that I need to do some more separating. Amen. 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 I believe when I hung a revival poster in the beer joint, I needed somebody with me, and I needed to sit down and have a conversation. I need to hang that poster and leave. Amen. You can't fool around with sin. For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate. That's the word of God. Can I tell you, old Paul was writing here in Corinth, and there was trouble in Corinth. They were close to Greece. They had the Grecian beliefs. They still believed in bodily worship. Strongholds that they could do, things that they could see, and they wasn't following God. Wherefore, come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. So why is the Spirit of God not in our churches like it used to be? I'm going to tell you, we've played on the every edge of town, and we've let the temple of God vanish away. We've tried to do so much, and we've not taken care of the temple of God. We've not read it, the Word. We've not brought it under discipline. We've got to take the Word of God and discipline this body. I've got to bring it under subjection to God. But there's little parts in the Bible we don't believe, we have nothing to do with. They're still truth. They're still real. Some I don't understand. I don't understand Mystery Babylon. But I understand this. Old Babylon is gone. I believe I'm right. 539 B.C., Cyrus stepped out, and he turned the children of Israel loose. They'd been under bondage for 70 years. Let them go back to Israel that wanted to. But can I tell you, some of them stayed in Babylon. It wasn't destroyed immediately after Israel left. But eventually it was destroyed. Eventually it come under Cyrus, the Persians, and eventually they destroyed it. And Babylon didn't have no more power. And the Bible said that it'll never be built back again. It'll be like Sodom and Gomorrah. They're not even sure exactly where Babylon is. They're not sure exactly where Sodom and Gomorrah is. They got an idea. Can I tell you, wouldn't it be sad, think on it, that they didn't know where America was? Wouldn't it be sad? Man, it breaks my heart. If my grandchildren come down the road and say, Mount Vernon Church used to be... I've had some people tell me as a little young and said, we come there when we was a little child. Remember, you probably remember some of them. Some of them are dead and some are in hell today because they've forsaken the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you think 600,000 died in vain on the way out of Egypt to Israel, honey, they didn't die in vain. Why do we think America sets a queen and we can't be brought down? Why do we think that our children will never be in trouble? Why don't we look around? All of you children ain't on drugs. But I'm going to tell you, all of them ain't got wings either. Bless God, we got children in problems. Some that are working in high places and they're still in problems. Amen? Think where we're at today. I'm sorry, man. Drugs took mine where he's at. But it wasn't because I didn't preach the gospel. It wasn't because I told him it's all right. I said, you're all right, you go ahead and do you a little bit of drugs if you want to. Think what the Word of God is saying. I want it to get in our mind. Mystery Babylon is fallen. I've heard a preacher lately, and I can't say that he's right, but I've not found nothing that he said wrong. That America is the only nation that's got all of these fineries that I'm going to read about. Only nation that's ever been that's got all these things to trade. I talked to a fellow high up, and one of our North Carolina senators that stayed in office for such a long time, and he said he knew for certain that he bought peace by having white liquor, bootleg liquor, shipped to the kings of the country. The old man, before he died, he finally got busted for fooling with white liquor. But think about it. How man can be bought. How our nation is trying to bargain with sinners. You can't bargain with the devil. He'll eat you up. You can't do one. You can't serve God and mammon. Ninth verse. For the king of the earth who hath committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Tenth verse. Standing afar off. Where's that crowd standing? I've not been in one country where they wanted anything from America but American dollar. America has sent out missionaries to more fields than any other nation. America has tried to get the Word of God into every country, into Africa, into the jungles. What are we doing in America now with the gospel? We're becoming a laughing stock. Maybe this ain't popular, but it's the Word of God. It scares me. I'm an American. I'm a Christian. I'm a church person. If y'all suffer, I gotta suffer. I don't want to suffer, but I gotta suffer. Because we're one. We're born again children of God. Why can't we see, amen, when I knock you, you're knocking yourself? Why can't I see if I tear you down, I'm tearing me down? I'm bringing reproach on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, the Savior of the world. All that's ever going to take care of America is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Democrats and Republicans have proved themselves to me. 10th verse, standing afar off in the fear of the torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon. I could preach a month on that, and I ain't going to. But how many of the first little trouble comes, runs? I've seen church. Oh, I ain't going to get into that. That's your problem, preacher. Was they never with us? Was they never a part of us? Or are they deserters? Think about it. We need to fill the church up. This side's filled up more. This first time I've seen the right side fuller than the left in a long time. Just keep filling it up, church. Stand afar off for the fear of the torment, saying, Alas, alas, O Lord, sorrow, that the great city Babylon, the mighty city, for in 1 hour is their judgment come. In 1 hour. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and of silver and of precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and alfine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and of iron and of marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beast and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men and the fruit that thy soul lusted after. Listen to that 14th verse. The fruits that thy soul lusted after has departed from thee, and all things which are dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. Maybe when it's gone, it's gone. But can you find anything in this scripture that America ain't had? That America ain't traded with people? I thought our president said, we need to get APEC to up their oil. We need to open up our own oil lines instead of shutting them back down. We need to close some borders. Hello? I'd like to give you something. Catholicism ain't Christianity. You can have it or let it go by. It really don't matter to me. But it ain't. There may be a few that's still sitting under Catholicism that's been saved. I'd like to tell you something else. Muslims ain't Christianity. What has America done? We have given place, put up their mosque, whatever you call them, wherever they want it, but let's shut down the Holy Church of God. Let's don't come into the Holy Church of God. Woo! They might get the Holy Ghost. Get saved and come against the leaders of the nation. If you could get two Christians to stand together with the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, I'll do it. I'll move up on it. Find two that won't back down, glory to God. Two that won't give up. Two that will stand on the Word of God. Two, so I'm going to preach it. Don't make no difference who likes it, who don't. Shoot if you want to. Hallelujah. We need some soldiers. Where has our military went? Roger, Henry, Andy? It's been 20-some years since any of you went in. What has happened to our military? Used to, there was a draft. We were grafted in. We didn't ask if you wanted to. Of what branch do you want? Or do you rather crawl on sawdust or mud? The church has got the same way. These fellows went through something that made them proud to put on an army patch. I'm proud to wear my belt buckle. Praise the Lord. Every now and then I'll see somebody trying to read it, and I'll read it to them. Amen. Ben, boy, I appreciate you. Oh, Ben, pray for me.
Bless you, Lord.
We have said it, that America is not even in the Bible. America. But how do we know that America ain't Mystery Babylon? I don't want to believe that, do you? I sure would hate to think that my church was burnt and I'd have to just worship in my back porch if I could, or underground. The Cubans in 1959 had no idea, and they were living delicately. They had everything they wanted. They had no idea that communism would come in, Castro would come in and take their Bibles, shut down their churches. They had no idea. Maybe it happened in 1 hour or 1 day, I don't know. But America is not prepared for what's coming. I'm talking about spiritually prepared. You can look at that and see I ain't prepared that way, but a little windy fight my battles, amen. But the spiritual battle, I need to be prepared for it. Amen. To stand. If they call and ask you a question, I need to have an answer. Think where we're at today. Let me hurry and read this. Eleventh verse, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold, I done read that. Let me jump over here to 14. And the fruit that the soul lusteth after are departed from thee, and all things which are dainty and goodly and departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. And the merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was closed in fine linen. How many has been to the grocery store and find something that you really wanted empty? Empty shelves. Show you on TV and there's, I tried to count them the other day as it flipped through. The barge is sitting out there loaded with stuff, can't come into the shore to unload. And then lo and behold, a news media comes on and said there's a shortage of Christmas trees. Who's ever died because of a shortage of a Christmas tree? We're messed up. I bet old Avery County boy, I'll tell you, Christmas trees up there. Ice down, Christmas trees up there. There might be a shortage of people to cut them. It's a job. And drag them out of the woods. You know what the church is lacking today? The crops are white, ready to harvest, and the laborers are few. I'll say it one more time to make probably 1,001. But if a church will get right, souls will get saved. When a lost person comes in where the Spirit of God is moving, he'll get under conviction so bad he's got to do something. One can't bring it, two can't bring it, five can't bring it. It takes us all agreeing and touching one thing. And saying, Alas, alas, that great city was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company in the ships and the sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of the burning. I thought about them sitting in the sea in California in the Pacific Ocean. Sitting out there looking back at California and the smoke of burning. Does that put anything in our mind? I say our country is the Bible Belt of a nation, and I praise God for it. But neighbor, we fell away from God and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto the great city? And they cast dust on their head and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein was made rich, all had ships in the sea by reason of her coastline, for in 1 hour she made desolate. 20. Rejoice over her, thou heavens, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. Maybe this has happened and it's going to happen again. If you don't agree with that, that's all right. But it's what I get out of the Word. And the voice of harps and of musicians and of pipers and trumpets shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman or whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. I want us to read, and this scares me, man. I'm going to tell you, this bothers me. 23rd verse, the 18th chapter of Revelation. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. That's going to be darkness. And the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of God, and of the bride, that's the church, shall be heard no more at all in thee. For the merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorrows, sorceries, were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Let me go to Jeremiah 16. Jeremiah 16 and 9. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes and in your day the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness. And the voice... Is anybody as happy as we used to be? I remember a fellow laughing about old brother Don Collins. I love Don to death. I'll never forget the last visit I had with him in the nursing home. The Spirit of God come down. But I heard a preacher, and he's dead too. But I heard a preacher making fun of Brother Don. He said before he went in the church or a radio station or wherever he's at, he would psych himself up. Praise God. He was that kind of feller. But can I tell you, you hardly ever seen him when he was down and discouraged. I remember I'd been to his church, I think, twice maybe. He said, Mama, I want to introduce you to you. He said, here. He said, this is one of my boys. This is one of my boys. Amen. He just knowed I was a Christian. That made me one of his boys. That's kind of how he looked at things. For thus the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes and your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. Come right down to Revelation and said the same thing. Can I tell you Sodom and Gomorrah ain't there because of sin? Old Babylon is not there because they've forsaken the Lord God of mine. Can it be one day? You say, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good ain't good enough. Pretty good ain't going to get the job done. And it shall come to pass when they shall show the people all these words, and they shall say unto thee, wherefore hath the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity, or what is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God? Then shall I say unto them, this is what Jeremiah told me to say, your fathers have forsaken me, saith the Lord, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law. That's what Jeremiah said, tell them. So ain't that going to be sad to say that? And he ain't kept the law. Bill never upheld the church. Bill never taught the people to pray. Bill never taught the people to shout, to enjoy the Lord, to smile once in a while, to visit somebody, amen, to enjoy the blessings of God. instead of crying in all of our sorrows and our troubles. I'd cry probably when my house burnt. But I'm going to tell you what would bother me as bad if the church went down. Henry, old boy, you're my brother. You're my sister. You're my brother. James, you're my brother. How about it, Ben? You're my buddy. He's my amen partner. But to think if Mr. Alex, y'all may not all of you know Mr. Alex, but if Mr. Alex was to fall, and he couldn't get back up, and the voice of the bridegroom didn't speak no more, and the bride, which is the church, and the church wasn't there, oh my Lord and my God. Are we getting this? Yes. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. I appreciate the church. Everybody can't and everybody don't get to, but somebody will come to you when you're in trouble. God will send, we call it a Moses and every light. God will send somebody, send you a little voice. God sent me a phone call right out of Canaan, Virginia last week. That lifted me up. I was down to about 3 foot and I come up to almost 6. It lifted me back up. Sometimes you think the job ain't getting done. We get to looking with a natural eye. But the Spirit is getting the job done.
Amen.
God is speaking to somebody today. Butch, get us a song.
Amen.
I've preached long enough. But honey, I wish you could see what I see in my heart as we walk down through Israel to all those holy places. And it's just a place where he had been. I cried ever. I got back to my room and I thought, I'm so glad I got to come here, but I'm so disappointed. I went and just blowed out of proportion what a blessing I was going to get. God learned me some things. When I leave, I don't care how big it looks to your eyes, it ain't worth a plug nickel. When the Spirit of God's gone from our children, when life is gone out of us, stand to your feet, if you will. When life is gone out of us, children, we're nothing. I believe the Bible said I'd rather be a live dog than a dead lion. Maybe we ain't much, honey, but God has still given us a voice to tell about Jesus. He's coming back. If you will, help us pray. What if the bridegroom left our church? Oh, my Lord and my God, where would I go? What would I do with Sunday morning if I didn't have a bridegroom to come to? What would I do if I didn't have the bride, the church to come to? The Bible said it can leave in 1 hour. Come as God speaks to our hearts.